coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and basically this morning we were to have had Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Hopefully he'll be here shortly. I think it's vitally important that you understand that there's a group of people, a small cabal, that wants to create a world government, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to accomplish that goal. They operate as a secret cabal, and basically if you doubt that it exists, you need to get a copy of David Rockefeller's memoirs. You can get them from us. Maybe you can get them at your library. But if you get them from us, why, you'll see David Rockefeller writing in his memoirs on page 405 where he says, you know, some of these people think that my family and I are part of a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more integrated global economic and political structure, and if that's the charge, I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. Well, basically, that's what's really going on. Of course, they want a dictatorship in America. They control our government. As Barry Goldwater said on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies, the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to seize control of the political and economic and political control, and he's referring to the world, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. They control it. They want a dictatorship, and they want to disarm the American people. But, of course, we have a Constitution, which they hate, because the Constitution limits the power of the government, and they want all power unto themselves. So they are using the tragedy that occurred at Sandy Hook School to justify, certainly, taking the guns away from the American people. And they're talking about, oh, we've got to have everybody, before they buy a gun, they have to have, certainly, a background check. Well, that's so they have a list of everybody who has a gun. That's what it's really all about, but they're not going to tell you that any more than they're going to tell you that basically all the things that they're suggesting would not make one bit of difference. Certainly, background checks would not have stopped what happened at Sandy Hook School, because the boy, Adam Lanza, didn't buy his guns. He killed his mother and took the guns she already had. And people can always get guns, certainly with a criminal intent. Well, with us, I think, is hopefully Sheriff Richard Mack. Good morning, Sheriff Mack. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, Dr. Stan, good to be back with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
I want you to tell our listeners why the effort is being made to actually disarm the American people and what you and your group of sheriffs across America are doing to prevent it. You go right ahead.
Well, thank you. That's a $66,000 question if I ever heard it. Why would any leader in a free country, supposedly the most free country in the history of the world, try to circumvent the Constitution to disarm the American people? You have to call a spade here and be exactly precise on what's going on. These are the same tactics, the same propaganda that Hitler used to disarm the people of Europe. And these are the same tactics that the Soviet Union used to disarm Lithuania when they were rebelling against the USSR. These are the same tactics that have been used during the 20th century, especially by communist dictators, all telling people that we will be safer if we have registration. Registration was the first thing that Hitler used to convince the masses that we will be safer if we know who has guns. And now they're doing these exact same tactics, telling us what kind of guns we can own, what kind of guns we can't own, what kind of magazines we can own, what kind of ammunition we can own, how much ammunition we can own, how many guns we can own. And now, on the other hand, while they're trying all these ploys of taking rifles away from us, and multi-capacity rifles and high-powered rifles, trying to take those away from the American people, they've been working all this time with the United Nations to create a small arms treaty. So not only do they want to take hundreds and hundreds of different rifles away from the American people, but they're now trying to, at this very same time, surreptitiously, trying to remove pistols from the American society. This has been such a Hitleric move, and no one was better at propaganda than Hitler and Obama. And there are a lot of analogies, and I would tell people, don't believe me. Look at history and draw your own conclusions on that. But I will say that there is an independent book that I had nothing to do with, but I am mentioned in this book several times. But he does an analysis and a comparison between Adolf Hitler and Barack Obama. And I think it brings out a lot of the subterfuge and a lot of the answers to the question you just posed to me right now. Why would they do this? Well, because it took a horrible incident in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. It took a horrible incident to allow Barack Obama to attack gun ownership and to exploit his agenda that we knew he had from day one. We knew that, the greatest sales of arms happened the first time Barack Obama was elected and the second time he was elected. And now that he's discussing and pushing his agenda, because we all knew the agenda to begin with, and that's why sales increased exponentially when he was elected, both times. And so the agenda is that everyone who really pays attention knows darn well what he's trying to do, what he is attempting. What he wants to do is to disarm America so that he can be in charge and be in control. And this is an extremely historical and scary time. And the American people are now forced into the position of having to decide, what are we going to do? Disobey these stupid laws of gun control, exercise civil disobedience, or go along with this agenda, which is completely anti-American and communistic in nature. So we are the best generation deciding right now whether or not we're going to continue as a constitutional republic, a God-given American republic, or whether or not we're going to submit ourselves and subject ourselves and succumb to the temptations of becoming just another socialistic republic. And the decision is ours. Whether we like it or not, we are making that decision right now.
And there is no neutral position. Basically, of course, what the federal government is trying to do is to actually get a list of everybody who has a gun. And that's what background checks are all about. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Sheriff Richard Mack. And basically, Sheriff Mack is working with across the country who are saying, we're not going to go along with the federal government's illegal effort to confiscate weapons. And if they do try to confiscate weapons in our community, we will not permit that. Basically, the Second Amendment gives the right to people to keep and bear arms. The federal government has already violated this. They violated this in New Orleans. During the great flood there, they actually flew in professional thugs, Blackwater thugs, mercenary troops, who were working over in Afghanistan at the time, and they flew them in to go door-to-door collecting the weapons from the people in New Orleans who are staying at their homes who need those weapons to protect themselves from roving gangs that were there, certainly the breakdown of the whole structure of society. People need weapons, and government was going door-to-door to collecting those weapons. What was the justification? They didn't need justification. Basically, they declared martial law. They sent their thugs around, and, of course, they simply forcibly took the guns from the people, and there was no outcry. People went right along with it. Well, Sheriff Mack and his group of sheriffs working across America. Sheriff Mack, tell us about this group of sheriffs, how many we have, what they're doing, certainly your plan for a convention you're going to be having here very, very shortly, and why it is so vitally important for people to understand why the Second Amendment was added to our Bill of Rights. Well, basically, it was to protect the other Bill of Rights, disarm the people, and you have a dictatorship. Go right ahead, Sheriff.
Well, yes. In fact, that is the second part of the original question. What are we doing about it? The sheriffs of this country are definitely standing up, and they're seeing the blatant they're seeing the blatant violations of our Constitution by public officials, especially Mr. Obama and Vice President Biden, and they're seeing it also from other officials within their states, like in Colorado. And so now when these sheriffs who are experienced lawmen, who know and understand the Constitution and the oath of office that they've sworn to, well, then it kind of becomes obvious that in order to keep their oath of office, that they have to stand against the violations of the Constitution. And the greatest threat to our Constitution right now is our own federal government. And sometimes it's some state governments and governors who fall into this ignorance of believing or wanting us to believe that somehow if they take guns away from law-abiding citizens, that's going to make it safer. So now we have hundreds of sheriffs, and everybody listening to the program today can go to our website and see the names of the sheriffs who are on our list. And well over 400 now who have said they will not go along or participate or tolerate the gun control proposals of Barack Obama and his minions in the federal government or wherever they are, whether it's Colorado or New York or Connecticut, where we've had the worst gun control laws passed just within the last few weeks. And the way to stop this is one sheriff at a time. And now we have literally hundreds. And what we teach and promote at the CSPOA, and like you said, we are having our next convention. We've already had two, which were just fantastic, just amazing, patriotic and motivational and pro-American conventions where we're training public officials, city councilmen, county commissioners, sheriffs, state reps, you name it. We are training all these public officials to do what we're talking about today, and that is stand against the incursions of the federal government. Interpose ourselves on behalf of the American people so that they are not victimized by the politics of political correctness and the politics of these anti-American leaders, supposed leaders, American leaders, who are in Washington, D.C., in the White House, and in our state capitals, and that we will follow the Constitution and that we will make no apology as to our efforts to stand for the Constitution. This is a peaceful process. This is an effective process, and it's one that has been long overdue, and this is a very historical time for America that we have seen this. This is the first time we've ever seen sheriffs standing so unitedly together in the holy cause of liberty. It is effective, it's working, and you can see this at cspoa.org. See it for yourself. Call your sheriff, ask him why he's not on the list, or if he is on the list, tell him thanks for being on the list. Appreciate him standing up for the Second Amendment. And you want to encourage him to attend our CSPOA convention in St. Charles, Missouri on May 31st. And on that, you can get more information at the website, cspoa.org, or if you email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, I'll send you back the flyer. You can make copies and pass it around to your local officials. We want deputies, cops, chiefs of police, and sheriffs. Every public official is free of charge. Their meals will be covered, and their tuition to come in will be covered. All they have to do is get there and find a place to stay.
Now, basically, once again, slowly repeat the website where people can learn more about this conference.
Okay. It stands for Constitution. It's the acronym for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. So it's Charlie Sierra, Sam, Ocean, Adam, CSPOA. I forgot. I forgot the P. CSP, P as in Paul, O-A, CSPOA.org. Go to that or go to sheriffmack.com and you can just link over to CSPOA from there. Or just email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, sheriffmack@hotmail.com, and I'll get you the information. But every one of you have homework to do. We have a lot of work to do to make sure that we fill the hall at the Ameristar Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri. We're making it, putting this right in the heartland of America so that we can reach out to others who have not been able to attend our other two conventions. And, literally we had officials from Missouri call us, and one of them was Chief Larry Kirk, who is the chief of police, near the St. Charles area. And he even said, he called us all on his own. He said, I would have loved to have been to your conventions. It was too far away. I wasn't able to get there. I'm asking you to come and do one of your conventions right here in Missouri. And I wasn't going to turn that down, Dr. Stan. You know me well enough to know. I'm not going to turn that down. It was an amazing offer. He's volunteered to be on our committee, and he's done that. He's done so much work. And now we're asking the public to make sure your sheriff gets there, your representatives get there, and you're welcome to attend as well.
Okay, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wayne giving you a call here in Denver. I wanted to ask Sheriff Richard Mack his thoughts on the bombing that we had yesterday, and specifically to focus his thoughts in this direction, because I realize we don't have too many facts yet on the ground as to what may have occurred, and I don't want to engage in a lot of speculation at this time as to who may have been responsible for this. what I'd like to ask Sheriff Mack about is how he thinks this possibly may be used to further restrict not only our Second Amendment rights, but other rights as well. And I'll hang up and take his answer. Thank you.
Well, that's a little off subject, but do you have any thoughts at all on the bombing yesterday, Sheriff?
Well, I don't know if it is too far off the subject, because every major incident like this is more restrictions on law-abiding men. And, you know, the first thing you think of when these types of things are happening, these horrible tragedies happen like this, is that government will get bigger, and the Department of Homeland Security will get bigger, and restrictions on us will get more and more intrusive. And so that's the first thing I thought of when I saw the whole thing. Well, that's going to create more government to go after us. It's going to create more drones attack, and drones saving us. And the government's got to destroy our Constitution in order to prevent these types of things from occurring ever again. Right now, I would say I agree with the caller. There's not enough information for us to really draw any conclusions on at this point. I'm not going to make any rash judgments about who did it or why they did it or subterfuge behind all of this or false flags. I'm not going to say anything like that because I don't know that yet. And I don't think anybody else does either. But quite frankly, this is not a good time for America. This is a horrible time for something like this to happen, especially when government is trying to grab more power and destroy more of our constitutional rights, and specifically the Bill of Rights. And I would say, as a peace officer and a former peace officer and a former sheriff, that they had dogs there. They had all sorts of bomb-sniffing dogs and all sorts of security there. And how you get a bomb planted amidst all that is mind-boggling. But that is one thing that I've been thinking about. I'm just trying to be honest about answering the caller's question. But at this point, still, I have to go back to what I said, that we just don't know enough about it yet to really say.
I did read an article this morning that they said they had the bomb-sniffing dogs there before the bombs went off. And everybody was told this was just simply a trial. This was just an exercise. Why would they have had bomb-sniffing dogs there beforehand if these reports are true? Something I learned yesterday from Sheriff Richard Mack, and I think it's important. You have probably heard that the Department of Homeland Security and other government agencies have recently bought 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. Now, Sheriff Mack has made the point that basically when police officers are doing target practice, they're not ordinarily using a hollow point ammunition. They're using jacketed ammunition. It's easier to fire and more certainly. And there's a difference between using hollow point ammunition and certainly jacketed ammunition you use for target practice. The thing is that hollow point ammunition is not ordinarily used for target practice. Hollow point ammunition is used for shooting people because it's much more effective and destructive. And I think that may explain why the Department of Homeland Security has purchased 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. I'd like to suggest people start mentioning the fact hollow point ammunition is not ordinarily used for target practice. Ordinarily, it's used for killing people. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that is a fact, yes. That's true, and hollow point is more expensive. And the thing about a hollow point is that it expands. The inner part of it expands after it's been shot. And it pretty much is guaranteed to stay in the person that receives the bullet. And so a lot of times in police shootings in the past, before the hollow points came out to be more popular and desired, was that police would shoot somebody and it would go through them and hit an innocent bystander. So they wanted to stop that. They wanted to prevent that. And so they came up with the hollow point, and it stays in. It expands to the point where it will fragment very easily, or it will just expand enough to where it stops in the person that you hit. So that was one of the reasons they changed it to hollow points. Well, the thing of it is, hollow points are too expensive, and so you don't target practice with them. You do the cheap ammunition for target practice,
And then what we would customarily do, now there are some agencies, especially federal, because they have all the money in the world, that some will practice with hollow points, but I've talked to military and I've talked to most FBI and other agencies, other police agencies and sheriff's offices. Most of them do not practice, as I said. You'll find one or two exceptions to it here and there, but most police agencies practice with the lead and jacketed ammunition that is cheaper. And then at the end of the day, when you've finished all your firearms training, you'll shoot about 20 or 30 rounds of hollow points so that you can see the difference and feel that if you ever were in a combat situation, you can feel how the hollow points are a little bit different. And that's how it normally that's how police training goes.
All right. Remember that hollow point is not used for target practice ordinarily.
No.
Why it's used for killing people. Why did they
I would also like somebody to do the analysis as to how many rounds of ammunition that would provide for every agent or officer within Homeland Security. Just a cursory review of 1.6 billion, you'd have to see, well, how many employees do they have, and then how many rounds per person is that?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, one more time, I want you to mention how people can get in touch with your organization and how they can get to these conferences that's going to be held at the end of May.
Okay, well, thank you. I want to preface that with, I don't see any other solutions out there. When I established the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, I saw that there was no place else to turn. When I wrote the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, I did that primarily because I saw no place else for people to go for freedom and liberty in this country. Certainly, Washington, D.C. has no answer or solution to its own tyranny. In fact, tyrants discontinuing their own tyranny has never happened in world history. So we have to build the barriers. We have to build the defenses to tyranny at a local level. And we can do this peacefully, and we can do this effectively if we have local officials, especially the sheriffs, on board. Well, right now, you know, people told me that this was pie in the sky. And I was hoping that it was not pie in the sky, and that's the reason I wrote the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And it is proven now to be very effective. It's proven to be true. And so we are now continuing this while we have momentum on our side, and we have hundreds of sheriffs standing. Now I'm asking everyone listening to your program, do you want this to continue? Do you want to be part of this? Do you want to help make this happen? Do you want to support the only thing in America that's really happening that is solution-oriented? I mean, yeah, we listen to all these shows, and we hear this great show with Dr. Stan today, and we get all this great information. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do with it? Are we going to sit back and say, hey, another great show, Dr. Stan, man, that was really fun. Sheriff Mack's a great guest. And then we do nothing except wait for the next show to come on? If we're going to just be listeners and not doers, then we're not going to save America. We are about saving America, county by county, sheriff by sheriff. And if you want to be a part of that, if you really want to be part of the solution, I'm asking you to get involved in this. And you can get more information about how you can join us in this holy cause of liberty at CSPOA.org. If you find another solution that's more effective than this, please donate to it. Please get involved in it. If you can't, I'm asking you to do that with us. And we need volunteers. We need somebody in every state to be calling sheriffs and local officials. We need somebody in every county to be calling your sheriff. Say, hey, you know about this CSPOA convention. We want you to get there. We're going to provide for your travel expenses once you get there. You only need to pay for a hotel. We're going to pay for that for you. And your meals and tuition are covered. They're already free. Folks, all they have to do is get to the convention, and any public official, I'm talking teachers, county commissioners, city councilmen, I don't care if it's a dog catcher, constables, sheriffs, state reps, state senators, governors, anybody else in public service at any level, they're free. And then the public or citizens can attend as well, and the charge for you is $150 or $200 per couple. And you can just be friends and come in and say, hey, we're together, so it's $100 each. So come and be a part of this. See for yourself the proof and evidence that we're showing, and the wonderful speakers that we have lined up. They're just astonishing speakers from all over the country. And a lot of them are sheriffs and public officials. So come and see for yourself. Take home with you the evidence. It will be irrefutable. And, you know, then you can come back and ask your county attorney, hey, according to the law and according to the Constitution, who is it that is assigned to let the federal government know when they go too far? Who is it that is supposed to be building barriers between us and the federal government? And when the federal government is out of control, we know that could never happen, but if they are ever out of control, who's supposed to stop it? Only the federal government? And what is state sovereignty, and who's supposed to enforce it? But there's some questions, because I say ask your county attorney, because they're the first ones to say that the Supremacy Clause grants carte blanche to the federal government. That is a lie, and I'm going to tell any county attorney, hopefully listening to this program or anyone, if you have said that, if any other lawyer has said that the Supremacy Clause grants carte blanche and supremacy or superior authority and power to the federal government, I'm going to tell that lawyer right now, you are either a liar or an ignorant fool. And I'll be happy to prove that to anybody, and you can have me on with any attorney, Dr. Stan, you can have me on with any attorney, county attorney, public official, or anyone else. If they want to challenge me on that, tell them to go right ahead and come on your show, and they can tell me how stupid I am and try to prove to me where my book is wrong and where I am wrong on any of this. I'll be happy to debate anybody about this. Until then, I will stick to my word and tell you, any attorney, any county attorney, any public official that says the supremacy clause or that the federal government just has it by their own nature, that they are superior to the states, then I will tell you that person is a liar or a fool.
And, of course, the Supreme Court has held that this sheriff is the highest elected peace officer in the county. Now, basically, let's talk about Colorado, because, of course, most of our listeners this morning are living in Colorado, Wyoming. But apparently there's a real effort there, and the part of the state legislature has been co-opted by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, basically to replace the sheriff with the Secret Service, federal goons coming into the local community to certainly take over control of law. What's going on in Colorado, and what are the Colorado sheriffs doing about that? And I'm sure that most people in Colorado really don't understand the implications. There's going to be a move there for federal officials to control your community in total violation of our Constitution. What's going on, Sheriff?
Well, what's going on is Sheriff Standing and the state legislature are getting pretty frustrated and scared about it. They're actually seeing that these sheriffs have taken charge of their own counties and are standing against the communistic gun control measures being promoted by some of the idiot legislatures there. And the President of the United States went there, Mr. Obama went there, or at least the person that occupies the White House went there, and had a big rally to support Colorado's gun control legislation. At that very moment, 16 sheriffs, 16 constitutional sheriffs from Colorado, held their own press conference and called the Sheriff Makita from El Paso County, Sheriff Terry Makita, said national on national television and radio that his governor was a liar and that his promotion of gun control there was a result of his own lies and subterfuge. And so these sheriffs were trying their best to counteract the communistic move within the state to promote more gun control. And they said that they're not going to do it in their counties. And so, of course, the politicians that Sheriff Makita and the other 15 sheriffs of Colorado offended and hurt their little feelings and pointed out to them that we sheriffs will keep our oath of office. You liars and oath breakers do not. And so we have no obligation to go along with you. So they had their little feelings hurt. And you know how politicians can get their feelings hurt real easy. And so they now have tried to strike back. And the only way they saw that they could really strike back is by trying to use the federal government illegally.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Sheriff Richard Mack. And ladies and gentlemen, they're threatening to bring Secret Service agents to enforce the law. Federal goons.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Roof Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Roof Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Try Property Management and Greeley reminds everyone, each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Try Property Management and Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at tryplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Sheriff Richard Mack, and basically we're talking about what's going on there in Colorado. And what was this legislation about having the Secret Service come in and begin doing law enforcement in the local communities? What was that all about?
Well, that was just their knee-jerk reaction to having the sheriffs stand up against them. And they were losing face, and they were embarrassed. And they had their little feelings hurt, like I said. And so they had to strike back at the sheriffs. So they're trying to actually make state law that will require federal officials to come after these sheriffs who don't do what they're told, who don't follow orders from the legislatures. Well, this is exactly what we've been preaching this entire time, Dr. Stan, and that is sheriffs don't answer to the legislatures. Sheriffs don't work for the legislatures. The sheriffs work for we the people. They're the only elected law enforcement officer in the county. They serve at the behest of the people who elect them, and under the promise that they will protect and defend their God-given rights as established and written and documented within our own Constitution. It's a wonderful system. It's a way to protect and preserve the Constitution and the God-given rights of every individual in this country. I love how this is supposed to was set up, that every branch of government has the same goal: uphold, defend, and protect and preserve the U.S. Constitution. So what Colorado did in a desperate attempt to strike back at these constitutional sheriffs in Colorado was to bring in the federal government. But, as you know, and have mentioned several times on your own program, is that the Supreme Court has forbidden that. And it was my case. It was the Matt Prince case. And that's why I've written the books I have, is so that I could get this information out to the American people, because the media withheld this information from the American people once we won our Supreme Court case. Let's reiterate that and re-examine my case just briefly, and that is, it was seven sheriffs out of 3,100 who filed this lawsuit. Two of us reached the United States Supreme Court on it. I was the first one, all by myself, to file the case against the Clinton administration to stop this tyranny and gun control associated with the Brady Bill. I told them they couldn't tell me what to do. I told them they weren't supreme. I told them they weren't my boss. I told them they couldn't tell anybody in Arizona or any other state what to do, that they had no authority to do any of this. And the Supreme Court came back and agreed with me. And so it was Sheriff Prince and myself at the U.S. Supreme Court on this particular case. And all my books talk about this case, but we also have a little booklet that you can read the highlights of the case in just, you know, 10, 12 minutes. It's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, and that's exactly what our case was. And again, I want to reiterate to your listeners, you can become a part of this, and you can help us with this holy cause of liberty, and you can be part of the movement to protect and defend the Constitution, county by county and sheriff by sheriff. And that is, get involved with us at CSPOA.org. And it's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And we need all of you to call your sheriffs and other local officials, anybody that you know that works for government, you need to call them and tell them that you want them to get there. It's very conveniently located geographically. It's right in the heartland of America. Well, on the invitation, you'll see four sheriffs and one chief of police for extending this invitation to everyone in the country. You will be blessed for having been there, and your sheriff or any public official that attends will not leave the same. I promise you that. They will not leave the same. They will be more dedicated to their oath. They'll be more dedicated to American freedom and to our Constitution and to the theory that we teach there, and that is the theory and doctrine of interposition, that they will literally put themselves in the way to protect you from all criminals, not just street gangs, but all criminals, including government criminals.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically there are people who are involved in this move towards the total state control of your lives. They have a lot of money. They get people elected into Congress. They get people elected to the Senate. They get them elected in certain of the states, and specifically there in Colorado, and both your legislature and your sheriff. You have people who want to take away the rights we were given by our Constitution. Basically, this whole idea that the sheriff, elected by the people, is to be the chief law enforcement official, they don't want that. They want Secret Service agents now to be able to supersede the sheriff. Why would the state legislature want to bring in the federal Secret Service, whose job is supposedly to protect the president? Because they want to take away the freedom of the people there in Colorado. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. What can people do locally, Sheriff Mac, to begin to counter what's going on? Certainly they should be coming to your meeting, but what can they do locally to get this information out?
Well, they should first and foremost obtain a relationship with their sheriff and local officials. Those people work for you, and you need to be involved with them. They're not going to do this on their own. There's very few in this country that will do this on their own. They have to hear from you. You must be involved in this process. Remember what Jefferson said. He said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And if we are not vigilant, then we will lose, and our freedom will be taken away from us.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a little slogan to use, and that is, hollow point ammunition is not used for target practice, or hollow point ammunition is used for shooting people. Hollow point ammunition is not used for target practice, it's used for shooting people. Why are they did the government buy 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition? If they wanted to do target practice, why, they would certainly have gotten jacketed ammunition. Use that, start talking about it, repeat it over and over again. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, and I think that you need to get the Sheriff Mac's material. You need to certainly get to that convention. You need to get your sheriff working with the other sheriffs who are concerned about our Constitution. Sheriff Mac, parting thought before we let you go.
Well, I would say simply this, that this is still America, it's still our country, and we are now at a critical junction, and if we get involved, we win. If we don't, we lose. We are the generation to decide if we're going to continue on.
God bless. Thank you for everything you're doing, Sheriff. We look forward to talking to you real soon, and if anything comes up, please give me a call, and I hope that convention goes very, very well.
Thanks, Dr. Banner.
More and more sheriffs join in the cause of the... Bye-bye. God bless.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, I do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Sheriff Richard Mack. We basically carry the DVD. When he was a guest here at Radio Liberty, he gave a talk, and we have the DVD of that talk. And then we carry his book. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's just the DVD talk by Sheriff Richard Mack, and then, of course, his book. And you must understand there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. They work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to get it out and distribute it as far and wide as you can. If you get or want to buy them in bulk, why, we reduce the cost. We just printed up another 10,000 copies, and we probably have 50,000 to 100,000 copies already out in distribution across America, and the book has actually changed people's lives. I've had key people in our society call me and tell me how this book changed their whole outlook on what's going on, because it simply goes into the spiritual forces and the secret societies working behind the scenes. And if you haven't gone to the Trilateral Commission website, go there, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. They're three curved sixes, and some people, three curved arrows. Some people can almost see a six in those arrows, but there's no question. The center of the logo is an upside-down broken cross, the emblem certainly of the ancient mystery religions long before Christ was crucified. And, ladies and gentlemen, why would the Trilateral Commission pick that logo? Because it is part of this movement to bring about a world government, a new world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Why do you think they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? It has nothing to do with the Constitution. There is no wall of separation between church and state. It was Thomas Jefferson who supposedly talked about the wall of separation between church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And if you look at the certainly at the Jefferson Memorial, chiseled in the white marble there, are the words of Thomas Jefferson, the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. It said, God, who gave us rights, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country while I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Do you really think that man believed in a wall of separation between church and state? Of course not, ladies and gentlemen. There is an anti-Christian agenda in America, and of course this is why we have an increasing lawlessness. This is why half of our marriages end in divorce. This is why certainly 40% of all of our children are born out of wedlock. This is why the President of the United States has come out in favor of same-sex marriage. If homosexuals want to live together in a free society, they have a right to do dumb things. They do not have the right to begin indoctrinating our children in homosexuality in kindergarten. And this is what's going on. And ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. For I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And I think you're going to see those things coming and coming very quickly. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the World Revolution. It's a DVD. My talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. My talk on population control, the covert agenda. My interview with Norman Dodd, the test for deception. Well, you hear Norman Dodd talking about what the great tax-exempt foundations are doing, and that is pushing a Marxist philosophy and trying to destroy the very essence of this country. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford.
Our number 1-800-544-8977.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.